This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. A lot of the people evacuated from the Waldo Canyon fire in Colorado Springs got to go home this weekend. Janet Wilson was one of them, except there was no home to go back to because it burned down. So really, Wilson went back to the ashes, and she described for me what she saw.
It was disaster. It was disaster. I knew where my house was just by its position on the street, but every house around it was gone. And in this barren wasteland were these sticks of blackened trees. And then your eye would catch beyond one, two, three, four, five houses worth, five lots, and there was a pristine house standing by its own in the middle of this wasteland of blackened earth and ash. It was a very formidable sight.
You talk about the pristine house that was just a few lots down. Did you know those folks?
I didn't know them personally. You know, as you go by, you say hello. But it was the only one on our street that was left standing. And you look at it and you say, why? Why was that house spared and all of these houses were gone?
What was the first thing you did after taking in the visual? In other words, the first thing you touched or the first thing you walked to?
So the first thing I did, of course, is just walk up and look. Look at where my front door was. That wasn't anymore. And then you get mesmerized by the ashes, as if you're willing yourself to see something familiar in the ashes.
Did you?
Yes, yes. Actually, the china cabinet that I had must have fallen on the walkway that we have completely around the house, and we found pieces of china that were intact.
Did you pick them up?
You know, we did. We picked up the ones that were very visible, and then we kept digging in the ash with our hands. We got gloves, very heavy gloves, and we found a whole coffee cup, but it was hot. When we pulled it out of the ash, I couldn't hold it with my bare hand because it was still hot. And this was Saturday, and the house had burned down Tuesday evening.
Wow. So did you find anything else?
Yes, I found a Christmas ornament. We sort of figured where they would fall, and we were raking through, and most of them were just incinerated. But we found two glass balls, and surprisingly enough, all my Corningware was intact, like a souffle dish, a dish that you might use for oven-roasted vegetables. They were totally intact.
And you took them?
Oh, yes. I'm going to call the company and tell them. I'd like to build a house and have the walls be Corningware.
You're so bright and happy sounding.
Well, I have had my moments of absolute decompensation. I was shopping the other day, buying things to replenish the kitchen, and most of the items were food items, which I would buy anyway. And then I got to the salt and pepper, and I realized I do not even have salt and pepper. And I burst into tears. I don't have a sewing kit. I don't have a toothbrush that's extra. And you think of all these little mundane things that you don't have, and the sense of loss is phenomenal. And then you get through it and you realize, hey, it's just stuff. You know, you haven't lost family members. You haven't lost a pet. But every now and then that wave washes over you and you decompensate, and then you pick yourself up and you say, hey, it's just stuff. Let's move on.
You know, I'm fascinated by what you were doing on the scene, which was actually recreating how the fire burned and how the house fell.
Yes.
It's like connecting with something that's very intimate, that something that is destroying your home, but you weren't there for.
Well spoken, yes, yes. And the beauty was that the firefighters who actually defended our street, they were there on the street, and I didn't know this. I just, as we pulled up to the driveway, there were these four firefighters standing in the driveway, and my family got out of the car, and my sister-in-law said, excuse me, but you're too late. And then, you know, we all had a good laugh. And the lieutenant stood there, and I said, tell me how it happened. And he told me about how the fire the trees above us were burning so quickly and with such intensity that the wind pushed fireballs down the hill, and then it burned up. My house burned my neighbor's house, and my neighbor's house burned his neighbor's house, and he talked about his decision that my house was no longer defensible and that he needed to let it burn and go to the house that could be saved. And he said it was a hard decision because that's not what they do. They don't watch houses being destroyed. They defend them. So it was a lot harder, I think, for him to tell me about it than it was for me to hear it.
What did you say to him?
Oh, I told him, thank you. Thank you for the work you did, because, my goodness, when we left, we could see the fire coming down behind us. I can't imagine what it was like to fight that fire. I have such gratitude, and I'm so humbled by the firefighters in our community who put everything on the line, do their job, be exhausted, and then come back and be there for the people who lost their homes to tell them in detail what happened and what they did. That's amazing.
Were you aware that your home was vulnerable to fire?
When I purchased it?
Yeah.
No, not really. To think of a forest fire burning my house? No, I didn't think of that.
I mean, what we're learning about the neighborhood that burned in Colorado Springs is that it's in what's called a red zone, which is this area that a number of years ago forestry officials came up with as vulnerable to fire.
I'm learning about that too now, Ryan.
It's so early, I realize, but I at least am interested in what thought you've given to rebuilding or not, Janet.
I am eager to gather information. Will I rebuild? Well, at this point, the fire hazard, I think, is much less than the ground sliding, because there's nothing to burn.
Right. And when you say ground sliding, that is to say land that is burned becomes really hard for water to penetrate. And so the risk of slides are real.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. In fact, I was amazed walking around the house how solid the ground was. It didn't feel like my normal yard. It felt more like concrete.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us. And it's our hope to check back in with you, okay?
That would be welcome.
Janet Wilson just lost her home to the Waldo Canyon Fire in Colorado Springs. You can see photos of what her property looks like now at cpr.org.